the time we have left, is to frame some of the basic inyanim of Tumas Yadayim and Netilas Yadayim, just as getting like a bird's eye view, a survey of some of the basic makoros and some of the basic ideas that have to do with the notion of Tumas Yadayim. Yadayim has a status of Tumah, what that means, and then the notion of Netilas Yadayim, basic makoros, and hopefully this will probably take us through tomorrow, and then hopefully the day after we'll be able to start learning the Mishnayos inside. When we talk about the idea of Yadayim being Tamei, the first thing to notice, and it's pointed out by the Ra'a already in Vedic Habayis, that it's a unique idea. Well, usually Tumah has to do with the entire person. The Musak of Tumah Midoraisa, obviously, is that the Gavra is Tamei, or Keili is Tamei, or Chunu Mashkina Tamei, the Dvarna Mekabu Tumah. But to talk about a Cheluk of the Guf by itself, that's Mekabal Tumah, or that has a status of Tumah, that's a very strange notion. And yet, that's what we find here with the idea of Yadayim being Tamei. Now, what does it mean, Yadayim are Tamei? This is Nogeya, obviously, first and foremost, Bisman HaMikdash. It's Nogeya in terms of that it's Metamei something else. Now, if Yadayim have a status of a Sheni L'Tumah, we'll see how that comes about. So what does a Sheni L'Tumah have the capacity to do in terms of the chain of Tumah? So we know that in Chulin, the rule is that it can't go past the Sheni L'Tumah. So that means that Chveis and Avatumah, you have Chveis, Tamei Meis, you have Neveil of Sheretz, the Mishnayos and Kalim identify all different categories of Avatumah, and then how can they impart Tumah further? So an Avatumah generally makes a Rishon L'Tumah. Rishon L'Tumah could be Kalim, and then a Rishon L'Tumah can impart the next level Tumah to make a Sheni, Ochen U'Mashkin. A Sheni, by Chulin, cannot make a Shlishi, but by Truma can make a Shlishi. So the concept of a Shlishi L'Tumah we find when it comes to Truma, and by Kachim you can find a Revi L'Tumah as well. There is a notion of creating Mashkin to be once again a Rishon. That's the Dindra Rabbanu. We'll see that framework for this in Yud Ches Davar soon. That a Sheni touches Mashkin, the Mashkin can become a Rishon. It's all Drabbanu. The Doraisa, though, the way it works is a Sheni L'Tumah by Chulin, that's as far as it goes. Ochen U'Mashkin could be a Sheni. By Truma, you can make a Shlishi, and a Shlishi can turn make a Revi for Kodesh. So now we have this idea, which is a unique idea of a Yadayim being a Sheni L'Tumah. So this will be Nogeya, obviously, B'Shas Beis HaMikdash was standing, in terms of being Metamei, therefore Truma, and then in turn Kodeshim. And there is another rule that I alluded to, that whatever pasus truma, that means something which is a sheni that can make a shlishi but truma, so midrabanan, there's a paradigm that if it touches mashkin, midrabanan, the mashkin become a rishon, become a tchila. That's because there are mashkin that have a status of either of avatuma, even, let's say, the mayonos hazav, the saliva of hazav, and Meme Raglav, Chuli, these are considered to be things that are Tamei Midoraisa. So the Chachamim created a halacha of Mashkin becoming a Tchila. This issue plays out in a lot of different areas. For example, those who remember Mishnah's Brachis, the 8th Perek in Brachis, Machokis, Besham, Bes Hillel, as far as what you do first. So this has to do with these basic Hagdamas that we're mentioning right now. Now let's begin just to see things inside, and then we'll get to we'll branch out from here. So now that we know that Sheni L'Tumah can make a Shlishi by Truma, there are things that the Chachamim said, now Midrabanan we're talking now, that can pasul Truma. I say pasul, look at the Mishnah and Zavim Perikate, the last Mishnah, Mishnah Zavim. A couple years ago in Summer's Man, also we did the 5th Perek of Zavim. We did the first few Mishnayos of Kalim. It's all online actually also. And we did the last Perek of Zavim. The Gaon pointed out in his Perush on Zavim that all the Klolim of Tumah can be found in the 5th Perek of Zavim. Does anyone hear that? Yeah. Binyam, you were here. Yeah. So the last Perek of Zavim is very fundamental for the basic Klolim of Tumah V'Taira. And the last Mishnah of Zavim is what you have here in front of you, Elu Poslim Es HaTrumah. The Lashon Posim is a truma. If you look in the Rav, the Bar Tanura right away says, what we're talking here is Din Drabanan, that this is all part of a collection of Shmona Asadavar, Shigazu Bo Vayom, except for one thing in the Mishnah, which is actually a Doraisa, Tvul Yom. Tvul Yom means that the person who was Tameh went to the mikvah, but didn't yet have Herv Shemesh. But everything else in this list is part of the Yud Ches Dover. By way of introduction to segue into Masechta Shabbos, which she was learning next year, so you should all be aware, toward the end of the first parak, there's a Mishnah, Yud Gimel Beis, and Shabbos, we're soon going to see it in Mitzvah Shem. So there's a very interesting Mishnah that talks about an individual, historically it's also very interesting as well, he saved Sefer Yecheskel from being banned. This individual, it was Hananya ben Garon. You see in the Mishnah Shabbos, if you look in your packets as well, the page of your other packet, where it says that there was an individual, Hananya ben Garon, his name is Hananya ben Chizkiah ben Garon, ironically, Sefer Yecheskel, which sounds like Chizkiah, right? Okay, a little bit, Shoresh of Chazak. So his Shoresh and his Shama, this individual was to save, one of the things his legacy is remembered for is that he saved Sefer Yecheskel from being banned because there were many contradictions in Yecheskel and they didn't think it's worthy of being part of Kislev Kodesh. So he closeted himself up in an attic with whatever amount of food he needed for as long as he needed. And the Rambam Pirush Mishnayos in this Mishnah describes a little more in dramatic fashion what he did. And what happened was he used to be visited by many of the Chachamim. He lived in a time of Tamidei Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. And they visited him in his attic, and there was a particular day that became known as Oso Hayom, the day that they decreed 18 things, Yud Ches Dover. Yud Ches Dover were all gzeros that the Gemara here in Shabbos outlines one by one what they were and why they were made, why they were instituted. The way it happened was that the Talmidei Beis Shammai, who generally are more strict, as you know, so they outnumbered the Talmidei Beis Hillel, and that's why they were voted on, and the Yud Ches Dover became law at Gzeiros. And it really transformed the daily life of Jews, really, by virtue. You see how it impacted on their daily life, all kinds of things being affected in terms of Tumah V'Tahira, based on the Yud Ches Dover. So what we're now reading, the Gemara quotes there, in that Gemara, the Gemara quotes this Mishnah that you're looking at on the other sheet in your packets, which is the last Mishnah in Zavim, which the Rav pointed out, except for one example, these are all part of Yud Ches Dover. Says the Mishnah, Egu Poskin Es HaTrumah. So again, just an interesting background, right? They went to visit this individual, and then that day became known in history as the day of the decreeing of the Yud Ches Dover. Okay. Egu Poskin Es HaTrumah, and you have a list of things that are posel truma. You know, Lashon posel means the following. It makes truma tameh, but something which is tameh cannot, as a shlishi, unless you're talking by kodesh, cannot impart truma to ervi, right? Only by kodesh. That's called posel. Posel means it becomes tameh, but it doesn't have the capacity to transfer truma to the next level. So that's why it's called poskenes truma. And there's a whole bunch of things here that I mentioned. For example, ochel rishon, if a person eats food, which is a rishon l'tumma, so his guf becomes a sheni. That's the pshat, it's posel satruma, because you become a sheni. And there's a number of other things, you can look through the Mishnah, a person goes to Rosh Hashanah she'uvin, he becomes a sheni, so he's posel satruma. And then you'll see in the list, it says hasefer, that means kisvei hakodesh, Kisvei HaKodesh have a status, you could say, of a sheni to pasul truma, and then says hayadayim. And so you see already in the Mishnah that yadayim have a status of a sheni that they are pasuling truma. That's one idea of yadayim. We call it stam yadayim. Stam yadayim, we'll see about this in the Gemara soon in Shabbos, understanding what this means. That Stam Yadayim have a status of the Sheni, it's one of the things of the Yud Ches Dover that they decreed can pass a Truma, because something which is a Sheni can therefore make a Shlish. Good. Now, there's another thing to discuss. When we talk about Tumas Yadayim, there's what we call Stam Yadayim, which is what you have here in this Mishnah in the list. And then there's the idea that Yadayim themselves can be Makabo Tuma. Again, a strange concept, because what does it mean? It means that if Yadayim touch something which is Tameh, it becomes tamei. Not the person, but the yadayim. Now, let's think about this for a second. If the yadayim would touch an avat tuma, so then what becomes a rishon? Obviously. What becomes a rishon? An avat tuma would touch a person, means the hands touches an avat tuma, touches a sheret, touches a nevela. What becomes a rishon, obviously? The entire person, the gufa adam. So now, the question is, what are we discussing when we say that yadayim become tamei? Yadayim, not the gufa adam. So we're talking about, therefore, yadayim come into contact with the rishon l'tuma. Midoraisa, there's no way that the person or any part of the person should become tamei when they come into contact with a rishon. A rishon cannot make a person tamei, and obviously a chelk of an adam doesn't become tamei midoraisa by itself. But rather, there's a halach that yadayim are mekabel tuma from a rishon. So this is a different idea. There's stam yadayim, and that's therefore the meaning of the Mishnah that says Yadayim is in the list of Yudches Davar. Stam Yadayim have a status of a Sheni. That's Stam Yadayim. And then and that's part of Yudches Davar, as you see in the Mishnah here. And then there's a notion of Yadayim that are Mekabel Tuma from a Rishon and become therefore a Sheni. Where do I have that discussed? That's the Mishnayis in the third parak of Yadayim. Again, to get a frame of reference of Masechta Yadayim, the Tumas Yadayim of becoming Tumei by virtue of being Makabel Tuma from something else, that's the third parak of Yadayim. Again, you bring him with Yadayim with you to shear. So you'll look in the third parak of Yadayim. I don't think I have it here. Do you have a list of discussions about Kabbalah's Tumma of Yadayim? Let me mention something regarding that in terms of the third parak of Yadayim, because there is a Shmachokas Tanoya as follows. What is it that can make Yadayim Tumma? So I just told you, right? What makes Yadayim Tumma to a Sheni? A Risha. Which Midaraisa could not make anything Tumma as a Sheni. As far as Ochanomashkin, but not a person, and not Yadayim. But no, Yadayim becomes Tamei by touching a Rishon. What about if a Sheni touches Yadayim? So there is a Tana, Rabbi Yeshua, and this is a Mishnah, you'll take a look afterwards, Paragimel Mishnah Beis in Yadayim. If you have Yadayim, you can see it. The Tana, Rabbi Yeshua, holds Kohaposel es hatruma. Now we just read the Mishnah at the end of Zavin, that there's a concept of posel es hatruma. There's a whole bunch of things that have a din of a sheni to pasel truma. Says of Yeshua, Kohaposel es hatruma mitamei es yadayim lios shnios. So according to Yeshua, not only does a rishon lituma make yadayim a sheni, but a sheni, something that becomes a sheni by virtue of the yudches davar, that it's posel es hatruma, it can make yadayim to sheni as well, which means, for example, that we said before, that what else is a sheni? Yadayim. Yadayim is one of the things that passes truma. So here you have an interesting thing. Yadayim, one yad can make the other yad a sheni. I'm not talking about through the mashkin that's on the yad. That's a different cheshbon. That yadayim can make the mashke tchila, and the mashke can make the other yad tamei. That's the issue that comes up until Sidayim all the time, these issues. But now we're talking about straight. The hands could be dry. But if a yad is a sheni, according to Yeshua, one yad makes the other yad into a sheni. And then we have the chacham who disagree with Rabbi Yeshua. And the chacham say, ein sheni oset sheni. So therefore, we go to chacham. So what are we left with? That Yadayim are Mekabel Tuma from a Rishon, and then they become a Sheni. That's one aspect of Yadayim being a Sheni. Kabbalah's Tuma from a Rishon. The Drabban, obviously. And then we have the notion of Stam Yadayim, which is what the Mishnah lists in one of the Yudches Davar, is a Takana that Stam Yadayim are Posel Tuma. So everyone understood so far? We have the picture here. Two different tracks. Yadayim be Mekabel Tuma from a Rishon, Chamot only from a Rishon, not from a Sheni. And then there's a notion of Stam Yadayim. So we have to track these two ideas. What are the makoros for them? Why are Yadayim becoming Tamei from a Rishon? Midaraisa, there's no such halacha. When were they betakin such a thing? When did this come? Where did it come from? And then, ugabe what? Ugabe what? And what does it require to be retiring? That's in terms of Kabbalah's Tum of Yadayim. And that's Perek Shlishi of Masechta Yadayim. And then we have the Takan of Yud Ches Dover that we saw the Rav mentioning in the Mishnah Zavim, that everything there is Yud Ches Dover except for Tful Yom, that Stam Yadayim are Tamei as a Shein. So let's start with that. Let's see the Gemara in Shabbos that explains the basis for Stam Yadayim becoming Tamei. Zakta Gemara, on that Mishnah in Shabbos, Daf Yud Gimel, the Gemara goes through, take a look, starting in the Gemara, the Gemara says, Shmona Us, the Mishnah says that the Eil Men Alachas Sha'amu Balias Hananiah Ben Chizkiah Ben Gorom Sha'amu Levakro, they went to visit him. Nimnu Verabu Beis Shamayah Beis Hillel VeYud Ches Dvarim Gozu Bo Vayom. That's the Mishnah. So the Gemara, a little into the Gemara, what first gives us some background about this individual, Seder. He also wrote Megillas Tainis, the Sefer Shmuz. So we'll talk about this individual. Then the Gemara says, Shmona Asadavar. My Niyu, Shmona Asadavar. What are they? Zakti Gemara Ditnan. And here we have the Mishnah that we just saw, the last Mishnah, Zavim Ditnan, Eilu Posen Satruma, and goes and quotes the entire Mishnah. The Gemara is going to go one by one and explain why would they go through this, and why would they go through that. So we have to focus on the Gzeira of Yadayim. So let's find a Daf Yudal Amid Aleph in the middle. Toward the bottom, you would find it, where it's that seven lines or so from the bottom. Yeah? Baha Yadayim. See it? Right after the Gemara explains the Gzeira of Sefer. Sefer is Metame Truma. The Gemara explains why they were mitakin that Kisvei HaKodesh are sheni to pasul truma. So right after that comes in the list Yadayim. So we see it on Yudalad Amid Aleph. VaYadayim Zok the Gemara. Why were they gozer that Yadayim are pasuling truma? Just stam Yadayim the pnei shaYadayim askanios he. Literally, the Yadayim are always active. They're busy. There's no control. They're constantly doing their own thing. That's the reason why they would go there for Yadayim to pasul truma. Stam Yadayim. It's a very important machlokas. We're just trying to framework for everything. What this means. Yadayim askani yosein. What's the pshat? If you look in the Rabbeinu Hananel, if you can read it, yeah, on Yud Gimel Mebeis, it's about four lines from the bottom toward the end of the line. Take a look how the Ben Chanana learns here. Rashi's going to quote this from Rabbi Seinu. Says the Ben Chanana, Yadayim pnei she'en askanios, chayshinan dilma nagu, I don't know what the next word is. My Shabbos. Oh, here, hard to see over here. Yeah. Nagu bituma. Should say. Okay, it's hard to see in yours. Gonna cut off. Dilma nagu betuma, hilkach gazru behu tuma. Okay, so Rabbi Chananel's pshat is because Yadayim go on their own, go everywhere, and you don't even know it. So the chash is that Yadayim might have touched tuma. So in other words, the takana of stam Yadayim is building off of the notion of kabbalas tuma. If you die in touch, as we said, a rishon l'tuma, so they become tamei as a sheni. So the chachamim, and as part of Yud Ches Dover, they were gozer and stam yadayim because askani yosein, because they could have touched, obviously a rishon, that's the chashash, and they became a sheni by touching a rishon, and therefore, even if we don't know that they did, but we're choshish. And that's the basis of the Takana of Yud Ches Dover. That's what the Rabbi Elchananel says. This is a sheet of the Rambam as well. We'll soon see. And this is how many Rishonim understand it. Yeah?
He hands becoming Tamei through the Rishon, which was not a Durbanan also?
Yes, that's correct. Zera. Good question. It's a good question. Nechinami. You have to know, when was that first Gzeira made? Was that also made on the same day? Maybe that helps if it was. Maybe like they were made together. Tosus, there's a Tosus in Psachim, in the first paragraph, the Sugya of Chinuch Kana Kayamim. Tosus in Psachim that takes for granted that they were both made the same day. But the Pashtus, as we'll soon see in the Mishnayis in Yedayim, or in Zavim even, that they take, and Rambam's Mashmah this way too, that no, that was before. Maybe the Shulman HaMelech. The Gzeira that Yedayim HaMekavu Tumma become a Sheni, that was well before Yud Ches Davar. So then you're right. It comes out in a certain sense. It's a Gzeira Gzeira. So that you find a lot of times a way around it is why Kulcha the Gzeira he, or Loikaimaha. In other words, if they wouldn't have plugged the hole, sometimes a Chama had the right to make a Gzeira Gzeira. At first glance, it's a good Kasha though. Yeah. It's a Chshash, Shema Nagu Betumma. Now Rashi doesn't like this pshat, and Rashi learns differently. Take a look now at the Rashi on the Gemara. Look at the Gemara says, Yadayim Askani Yosein. Look at Rashi asks. First Rashi quotes what he holds is the pshat in the Gemara. Askani Yosein, see on the Rashi. The Nogin Bivsaro Uvimakam Tinofis. What is Askani Yosein? The problem of Yadayim Askani Yosein is that they will touch parts of the body that are not clean, mekomos hamachusin, they could touch zay. They bring down to the rishon to zaya or tsoa. It doesn't sound. The emesis doesn't sound. Rashi means, let's say, you touch mud. You know, we're talking about specific things that are considered to be a gnai l'truma bekach. It's gnai l'truma. That since hands could be touching the tsaro, makam tinofes, the nimas la'ochlan, kishinoger babidayim b'soavo. So we're talking about like cleanliness, right? It's not, the Chacham felt therefore that they should be gozer on yadayim to be a sheni, stam yadayim, because of the fact that they're touching things that are dirty, dirty places and and dirty things, and therefore it's a sheni. That is Rashi's pshat. Not that they were negev betuma, they were negev makam etinofes. Rabbi Seinu mefarshim chayshinan shemanagu yadav betuma, and Rashi asks the following kasha on that pshat. That's what the Rabbi Ruchanan said, right? The kasha li im kein nechush shemanaga be'av hatuma, the nimsa rishon v'yitamena. What happens if you don't touch an avatuma? Then the entire person becomes tamei. So why is it only a chash that the yadayim became a sheni, and it's only about the yadayim, and it became a sheni because they touched a rishon? Maybe they touched an avatum, and then the entire person becomes a rishon. And therefore, it shouldn't just be what? What's the kasha rash? It shouldn't just be posel esatuma. They should be posel even by chulin. They should make a sheni. If you become a rishon, the entire person becomes a rishon. He can make a sheni. And now the va'od, the chayr, it's piggybacking on the first kasha, the chayr, va'od, maishna yadayim v'chudayu, v'cho gufo nigzor, lifso truma, shemanag yada betuma, v'nitma kol gufo. So Rashi's saying, l'chayr, you should be afraid you touch an avatuma, in which case, the entire person becomes tummy. And then what else did that mean? V'olo tizkilei b'netila ela b'tvila. All three kashas of the Rashi, I think, coming from the same place, Pashup Shad. Rashi's asking, why you choshish that touched a vlad, a rishon l'tuma, it could touch the navatuma? In which case, it's not just a specific issue of posel satuma. You die and become a touch an av, the entire person becomes a rishon. And then, of course, what should happen? He should make a sheni, and it shouldn't just be about antilas yadayim, which is a specific halacha that takes care of the problem of the sheni status of the yadayim. That's how you remove it through antilas yadayim. You need mikvah because the person is tamei as a rishon, and then it should make a sheni, and therefore what's going on? So l'chora, it's a very good kasha. L'chora, rachan and the Rambam. Why is it only an issue of the yadayim being a sheni shemanagu b'rishon? The answer, the Rad here, the Rad in Tzachim, I think, says this, and the Tzlachim Tzachim, and it's Chayre Mestava like this. the answer chora seems to be that ad kedei kach v'nat choshesh. In other words, what was the chashash? Because Askani is saying, who knows what they're going to do? But okay, up to a point, a person is more zahir. An avad tuma person is careful because after all, he's going to become tamei. So therefore, a person is more, even with Askani is saying, but he'll be more careful to avoid touching an avad tuma. But rishon l'tuma, which after all, be'etzem rishon l'tuma doesn't midaraisa doesn't create tuma. So therefore, even though yadayim become tamei zasheni, but the extent that yadayim askani is saying, so it could be yadayim would touch a rishon without realizing it. So the chashash was only about that. It was more matzui, the Ran says, a lashon in tzachim there. It's more matzui that the yad will touch a rishon than the yad will touch an avad. So chor what the Rambam will have to say, the Rach will have to say. Rashi's kasha was, why is it only that we're choshesh that touches a rishon, choshesh touches an avad, and then he didn't need tefillah. This is a machlokes, therefore big machlokes we're showing him. The etzem machlokes is not just over here in the Gemara, you dial it, but if you have your mamakomos, if you don't have it, I'll pass a few sheets around. There's a Mishnah in Tyrus, this you don't have. There's a Mishnah in Tyrus that uses the same Russian, that the Gemara got this Russian, Yadai Maskani is saying. So that Mishnah, it's in Tyrus, Perek Zayin Mishnah Ches. Yeah, I'll pass around a couple of sheets. You'll see in that Mishnah in Tyrus, Perek Zayin Mishnah Ches, on that Mishnah you'll see the Rush learns one way and the Rambam learns another way. Pshat in the Russian of Mishnah is Yadayim Askan Yosein Misha Yator B'Siyas Libo Milecho Hayu Yadav Tohoros V'Siyas Libo Milecho Api Sha'amar Yadani Shalom Nitmu Yadai Yadav Tameos Mipcha Yadayim Askanios Lashon HaMishnah in Taris Perek Zayin Mishnah Ches. So you look there in the Rambam says Yadayim Askanios because the Shema Nagu B'Tumah. And if you look at the Russian at Mishnah, he learns Yadayim Maskanios that they could have touched a Malkum Lichluch. So this Machlokas that you have here in Pshat in the Gemara and Shabbos Yudalit is really Machlokas Pshat in the Mishnah in Tyrus itself. Now, it's important, let's mention something very interesting, and it could be very much Lushitasso in the Rambam. Do you have the Hagdom? I don't know if I copied it enough for you, maybe I did. Look at the Hagdama Sarambam, yeah, in Yadayim. But maybe before that, take a look in the Rambam and Zavim. You'll see exactly what we just said also. Look at the Rambam first in Pirush Mishnayos and Zavim on the word Yadayim. You'll see the Rambam Shitasa, the Rambam Shita. Look at first at the Rambam on the Mishnah Zavim on Hayadayim. You should have it. He learns like the Rach. See it? On the page where you have the Mishnah Zavim, it's a fifth line. The Gazu ala Yadayim, Shein Poslin es HaTruma, V'chomish Enaga B'Truma B'Yada Pasla, V'af al pi shelo Yada, Sheyesh B'Yada Tuma, Ad Sheyito Yada, V'Shem Truma V'Yishmer Osam. V'Hatam V'Zeh, you can underline this line in the Rambam, V'Hatam V'Zeh, see it? Mipnei shayadayim askonios ve'efshin shenitmu yada v'hu lo yada. See it? Efshin shenitmu yada. So what's the pshat of the gzeira of Yudchas Dover that yadayim apostles are truma? Because efshin shenaga betuma, like Rabosa, Rabrashi, like the Rach. That's the Rambam also, as I mentioned, in the Mishnah Tirus as well. And it's a very interesting Shita Sarambam, could be his chayzer from this in the Yad, but take a look in Hagdama. You should look at this whole Hagdama, but just one line in Hagdama Saram to Yadayim, which is on the next two pages ahead in this packet. You have the first page on Mishnayis Yadayim. The Rambam says, I'm going to give you Hagdama to Mesech Dazos. So in this Rambam, he says an interesting chiluk between stam yadayim and yadayim shenitmu letzei berisha. The Rambam says the following. we'll see some at Tisi Daim L'chulin, but Umaysa, the Rambam says, what would you say, let's speak it out, if Yadayim are going to touch Maske? So we mentioned, that's the Mishnah in Parah, that I mentioned this idea, that also Milchaz Dover, Kol HaPosel Es HaTruma Metame Es HaMashkin Lios Tchila. Midrabanan, something that has the status of a sheni that can impart shlishi status to truma, touches mashke, then mashke becomes a risha. So l'chayru, that should mean anything that's a sheni, be it stam yadayim, be it yadayim shenitmeu shenagu berisho, which have a status of a sheni, will touch mashke, mashke of chulin, mashke of chulin. It will make the mashke into a risha. Correct? Should be that way. But the Rambam has a very interesting shita in Hakdama to Yadayim. The Rambam says that no. When it comes to Yadayim, Shenitma'u, Shenagu, Berishon, so that will be Metame Truma, Bein Ocha Ben Mashke, and by Chulin, it will be Metame Mashke, Rios Tchil, as we said. This is by which type of Yadayim they're Shein? Yadayim Shenagu Berisha. However, Stam Yadayim, which we said was part of Yudches Dover, and have a status of a Sheini, Stam Yadayim can be Metame Truma, to be a Shlishi. By Chulin, they will not be Metame Yamashke Liyostchila. Very interesting position of the Rambam. Look inside, you'll see it inside here, we'll see it. Vimhayu yod of tmeos, so that's 5 lines in. The echad minatumos, ashe yitamu hayadayim. Olem hayinela mimenu shalo yod alash nitmeos, either yadayim shenitmu shenagu berishon or stam yadayim. Harei uchayiv nitilas yadayim l'chulin. That's the halacha, we'll soon see about tilsam l'chulin, but that's the halacha of tilsam l'chulin as well, that they would metakin tilsam l'chulin. Achen yesh b'zeh chiluk. Zok the Rambam, there's a difference. B'zeh. Ki hu, im lo yada liyadav tumah. He doesn't know the Yadayim touched tumah. V'naga b'ochrin v'afil b'maske chulin. So, meaning, stam Yadayim touch chulin, bein ochrin, bein maskin, harehu tohar. Tilas Yadayim that you need, fine. But as far as imparting tumah to chulin, Bein Ochen, Bein Mashkin, Stam Yadayim are not going to impart Tumah of a shlish, of anything to a Mashke of Chulin or to an Ochen of Chulin. However, the Im Hayu Yadav Tumeos, but if your hands were, you know for sure that it touched Tumah. Benaga Ba'ochen Shel Chulin, Eina Metameos. Why can't it be Metame Ochen of Chulin, says the Rambam? Vishy Yadayim Tumeos Hem. Yadayim Tumeos Hem Shnios Ga'olam. The Agimul B'chulin Tor. Shlishi B'chulin is Tor. So Ochen of Chulin won't be affected by Yadayim Shenagu B'tumah. But Im Naga B'mashka Chulin Timeosam B'chazu HaMashkin Tumein. K'moshin Zbar B'shlishi Shal Tuyom. But by Tumah Yataka will make a Shlishi, because Truma, whatever it is, it makes a shlishi. But it comes that the Rambam is machalek between Yadayim shenitma'u vaday, as a sheni, they can make a mashke shechulin yos tchila, based on the principle of anything that posel Truma makes me Yadayim tchila. And that's true by Yadayim that are sheni, because we know they were nogea b'tuma. But the Rambam is saying on the record that Yadayim that are sheni because of Stam Yadayim, which is based on Yadayim Askari, you're saying, they will not convey Tumah to a Chulin, even if it's only a Mashke. It won't have the rule of called Posos of Tumah, Metamei Mashke Yos Tchila. It could be that the Rambam in the Yad doesn't hold this way, but here the Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayis is saying a Chiluk. What could be the basis for such a distinction? This could be because the Rambam Lishitasa, remember, understood that the whole halacha of Stam Yadayim is a chshash shenagu betuma. A chshash shenagu betuma. So it could be that the chshash shenagu betuma was only a chshash, the only choshish l'gabe truma, not l'gabe chulin. So If it's mamish tamei mitzad atmo, ki'ilu, like it's a vadai tuma, l'mashal, according to Rashi. They said because it's Yedai Maskanisen and it touches Yedai Mokum Tinofis and so on, so they gave it a status of a sheni. So if it's a status of a sheni, it's mitame mashkin yos tchila, like every sheni. That's the rule. If it's mitame, if it's posos tuma, it makes a mashkin yos tchila. But if the Rambam's understanding that really it starts off that Yedaim are a sheni if it touches tuma, Elamai, I don't know. Yedai Maskani, you say, maybe. So the Choshesh. So the halacha to be choshesh was only said, good, gabi one thing, gabi truman, gabi chulin. Even though normally a sheni makes a mashna tchila, but if the only reason it's a sheni, to the extent that it's a sheni, is because of a chshah, shem, and nagel with tumah, so you can start splitting already between truman and chulin. So we can certainly understand why the Rambam might hold this way. Again, whether he's choser or not is a separate question. But here the Rambam says such a chiluk, it could be, dovetails well with the Shittas of Rambam in general about Yadayim. It's not as partial as I'm making it, because the emes is, L'gabi Truma, the halacha is L'susi Nigmar Shabbos. The takana was straightforward, that you can burn the Truma, not the tolin. It's Tchilas, the takana was right away for Sreifa. You have to say that L'gabi Truma, we totally take on that it was Nogabi Truma. L'gabi Chun, we never took it on. It's only because we take on it touched a tumah. So if you don't take on gabi chun, they never took on that touched tumah. But you still have to define the tumah of stam yadayim because of the tuliyah that we associate the possibility that it touched tumah. So gabi mashke chun, we never took it on as a possibility. Only within the realm of tumah do we have such a halacha that it's a shame because it shem and nagabi tumah. Okay, so that's an important idea. This perish in Mishnayos Rabbah. Let's come back to the sugya and Shabbos and see some other details. And the Gemara, as more tracks, the Gzeira of Yud Ches Dov of Stam Yadai. Take a look back in the Gemara and Shabbos, further down on Yud Dalet and Min Aleph. So what did we see in the Yud Ches Dov? That there was a takana of Stam Yadayim to be a sheni, Yadayim Askaniyasi and Machokas Rashi and Ben Hanan on the Rambam, what it means. The Gemara mentioned something else. Further down, right after we finished Yadayim Askaniyasi, Tana. Af Yadayim Habaos Machmas Sefer. See it? It's six lines from the bottom on Yadayim Ralph. Af Yadayim Habaos Machmas Sefer Poslus Esatrum. Mishum Dra Panach. Yadayim Habaos Machmas Sefer. Remind ourselves. Normally, if a Sheni that Poslus Truma touches Yadayim, does Yadayim become a Sheni? What do we see? Rabbi Yeshua would have said yes, but we hold like the Chacham. But there is one exception. There is a halacha that a sefer, Kisvei HaKodesh, we said was one of the things that also was a Yud Ches Dov, that sefer, Kisvei HaKodesh, is posel truma. They gave Kisvei HaKodesh the status of a sheni, you could say, to posel truma. If a sefer touches Yadayim, so that's a halacha, the Yadayim do become Tame as a shame. In fact, that was Rabbi Yeshua's raya. Again, you learn ahead in Yadayim. Rabbi Yeshua brought a raya that a sheni that touches Yadayim make Yadayim into a sheni, because you see by sefer that way. The Chum ends up saying you can't compare one drabban to another drabban. So we have a notion called Yadayim habo machma sefer hakol modim, that sefer touches Yadayim become a sheni. The Gemara explains why this is. That ha'ochei sefer Torah arum nikbar arum. Mora says arum below mitzvahs. Mora says what it means below oisa mitzvah. Person shouldn't be touching the sefer Torah with bare hands. So therefore, based on that halacha, they said that yadayim become tamei if they touch sefer. So now you have to understand, what do you need such a gzeira? You have a gzeira of yadayim that are stam yadayim. They're a sheni. So what's added in terms of, and which came first? So maybe this could affect the question. If that was first, that Yadayim that touches sefer, then okay. Then after that, they said on top of that. So the Gemara discusses right now the question. Hey, Gozer Bereisha, which one came first? Because this is also by Yud Ches Dov. That was also part of the Gzir. So which one? Ilei Maha Gozer Bereisha, says the Gemara, now onto Yudalim Beis. So what do you need the gzeira of yadayim machmasefa? Stam yadayim already? So Tosus wonders, yeah, but you could have an afkamina. Let's say the yadayim are shmuros, you know, you're not mesiach das, you know the tohor, and now they touch the sefer. So stam yadayim you wouldn't have because you took care of stam yadayim, you did netila. So now you could talk about Tosus. That's a case, that's an isolated case. It wouldn't make a special gzeira for such a case, as Tosus says. Mosa de lo shchicha. So Ella says, when Chanami, the order was reversed. Hach gazur bereisha. That means, what would the metakin first? Yadayim shebol machmas sefer. Again, ordinarily, a sheni touches yadayim. Yadayim doesn't become a sheni. Only a rishon can make yadayim into a sheni. But sefer, which can be posel truma, that yes. Because of a parnach, that person shouldn't touch the sefer with bare hands. So they said, yadayim are tamei, they touch the sefer. That's first. The hadar gazur b'kul yadayim. Okay, so we have that. That's an important idea also. So we have, and you should realize, if you look again, you're not going to get to it, in Perek Gimel of Yadayim, there's a whole discussion about what this means, that Yadayim are tame if they touch Sefer. What does the Sefer mean? Does it mean the Gvil? And what's considered a Sefer? How many letters does it have to have? Peheosios? What constitutes? Many Mishnais in the third Perek discuss what's considered a Sefer, Lugabe, that Sefer is in Tamei Yadayim. So we have Sefer being postal Truma. That's one idea. It's part of Yitchas Davar. We also have Yadayim Haba'u Machma Sefer. Okay. Now, the question we should ask ourselves in terms of the timing of things, to before also, the takana that stam yadayim are tamei as shneios, that's mefurish and yud chas davar, that's the Mishnah Zav. Yadayim shabo machma sefer also. Okay, that could come first. What about the idea of yadayim she nagu berisho? When did this come? So Tosus and Sachem, I already mentioned, said it also came from the Yud Ches Davar, same day. But Pashtus from the Rambam is mashman not that way, and Mefurish is see ready here is it in the Tosus Yontif and the Mishnah Chrona. They assume no, that must have been well before. Now it could be it's Kedai. Let's just see further in the Sugya Darim base. You'll see what I'm referring to. If more associates Shlomo HaMelech as well, he weighed in on Tumas Yadayim. Look at the Vayit and Hemshach HaGemara, a little further down the Amud, Yidayot of a base. We're doing a lot today, just reading, just reading the Gemaras, it's a lot of important ideas. Look further down the Amud, the Gemara asks the following kasha. And about halfway down, Yidayot of a base. Fet the Gemara, the next to the last word in the one is Yadayim. Fet the Gemara, Yadayim, Tamidei Shammai V'Hillel Gazur. Shammai V'Hillel Gazur. In other words, what do we see in our Mishnah? The Yud Ches Davar are attributed to Talmidei Shammai v'Hillel, because Nimnu v'Rabu be Shammai abis Hillel, and they were goes to Yud Ches Davar. That means the timing of Yud Ches Davar was Talmidei Shammai v'Hillel. Says the Gemara, no, it's Shammai v'Hillel themselves. The Sanya, Yosef Ben Yoev, Sreda, Yosef Ben Yerushalayim, Gazur Tumar Eretz Amin. That's one thing, Makis Chuchis. And then further, Shem Shatach Tikeren, Suva Li'isha, Gazur Tumar Kli Matches. Shammai v'Hillel goes with Tumala Yadayim. So it says before, Shammai v'Hillel goes with Tumala Yadayim. Not Talmidei Shammai. It preceded Talmidei Shammai Yud Ches Davar. V'chiteima Shammai v'siyatehu v'siyato. V'amar Rabbi Yehuda Meshmu Yud Ches Davar gozu v'Yud Ches Davar nechukku v'yushu v'shammai lo nechukku v'gavu v'kamis. Okay, so you can't say that it really means Shammai v'siyato. It means talking about Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, and therefore here it says it was Shammai Hillel, it says it was Beis Shammai. So the Gemara tries to say maybe there were two levels. There was a Gzeira of Litlos, and that means not that you can't burn the Truma yet, if you don't touch Truma. But also Tamidah, because of Lisrof. That means that you can mamish burn the Truma. That can't be either. V'amar Ilfa, Yadayim, Tchilas Gzeirasan Lisrofa. When the Gzeira was made, they right away had in it the halacha that you can burn the Truma. Ella asu inu gazur v'lo kibu minayu v'asu tamidayu gazur v'kibu minayu. So the Gemara says the answer really is that Shammai v'Hillel tried and were not successful. It didn't carry weight. It never really spread. It didn't end up becoming established. Who made it that it stood and he accepted it, that was Tamid Shamay. Okay. Now, Fekta Gemar Vaiter, the Akati Shlomo Gozar. So now, there was an earlier period where we have to talk about Yadayim. We're talking now, Stam Yadayim, right? Shlomo Gozar. Dom of Yudama Shmuel, Bishah Shatikin Shlomo Ervin. Now, the word we have is Unatilas Yadayim, soon see. Notice there's a Gozim Kivegu here in Gilina Shas. He brings a Mashah here, it was Magia. The Lashon HaGemara is Ervin Unatilas Yadayim, Yotze Sabasko V'Amra. So when Shlomo is Metakin Unatilas Yadayim, Sabasko comes down and says, Benim Chacham Libcha Yisvach Libcha Gamoni. Chacham Beni Usmach Libi Vashiva Charfi Dover. So Basko went and praised Shlomo HaMelech for having been attacking two things, Ervin and Atilas Yadayim. But what do you see? That Shlomo was metaking Tuma on Yadayim well before Tamid Shamay, Tamid Yisrael. And for the Gemara, Asa Shlomo Gaza Likadshim, Asa Inur Gaza after Tuma. So now, we are going before Yud Ches Davar. Now, what are we talking about? Stam Yadayim. Stam Yadayim, Shlomo HaMelech was mitaken. Stam Yadayim are tamei legabe kodshim. That you can't eat kodshim with Stam Yadayim. Stam Yadayim are tamei legabe kodshim. Now, legabe truma. Yud Ches Davar was the takana of Stam Yadayim legabe truma. That's the Gemara. What we have to figure out is two things. First of all, so what was Shlomo Metaken of Gabi Kodshim? That Stam Yadayim are a problem for Kodshim until what? Until you do what? So what's the solution by Truma that we all know? Netilas Yadayim. The Lashna Gemara here is Netilas Yadayim. So that means that Shlomo would say that Gabi Kodshim need Netilas Yadayim. Okay. Or what's the alternative to say? Not Netilas Yadayim, but maybe what do you need? There's another idea, this could be listened to tomorrow, we have to finish in a few minutes, is Tevila. We know there's Tevila on the goof, there's also a concept called Tevilas Yadayim. This is for the Mishnah in Chagiga that we have to continue with. So there's something called Tevilas Yadayim. So could be, this is why the Mashah is Magia, based on what we'll see in the Mishnah in Chagiga and the Gemara there, we'll continue with that, that Shlomo's Takana was for Tevila, for Kodshim. Because the Mishnah in Chagiga says that there's a difference between Kodshim and Truma, that L'Kodesh Matbilin. You see in the Mishnah in Chagiga. Notun L'Yadayim L'Chun L'Maiser L'Truma U'Kodesh Matbilin. So for Kodesh, you need Tevila. We're talking Stam Yadayim now, remember. Stam Yadayim. We start off by Yadayim Shenogu, B'Vlad, B'Risha L'Truma. We have Stam Yadayim. We have Stam Yadayim L'Gabi Truma. That's the Xer Yud Ches Davar, no question about it. Hillel v'Shamay tried to do it, Talmidei Shamay v'Hillel, they were successful. But Shlomo, even before that, was metaking to Stam Yadayim l'gabi Kodesh. But what? So the Mishnah says in Chagiga that you need Tevila. So you have two possibilities. Either that was Gufa Shlomo's Takan, that Kodesh needs Tevila. In which case, the Mashah says, we have to change the Girsa and the Gemara here. Right, you can't say Shlomo's metaka netilas yadayim because Shlomo's takana was related to what? To stam yadayim for kodesh, and kodesh needs tevila, so it couldn't be netilas yadayim. It was yadayim, tumas yadayim, stam yadayim. The other possibility would be no, maybe Shlomo was metakein netila for kodesh, and maybe it was a later point that they said for kodesh need a higher standard, need tevila. So then maybe you could say that Shlomo Taka was Metaken Tizem for Kodesh. That's the two possibilities. You don't want to be Goris like Mashah. You want to be Goris Metilas Yadayim. Oh, but now the question is, so we figured out Stam Yadayim, the evolution of the Tumah of Stam Yadayim starts with Shlomo for Kodesh, and then Yud Ches Davar for Truma. And Askani is saying we have two Pshatim, Chazaring over, Rashi, the Rach, the Rambam. But we also have the idea that Yadayim Shenagu B'Tumah, normally a Rishon, if the Nogo B'Sefer, then even a Sheni can make the Yadayim Tamei. If it's Nogo B'Sefer, that's Yud Ches Davar. The Gemara says that preceded the Gzeira of Yud Ches Davar of Stam Yadayim. But first they're talking Yadayim Shenogo B'Sefer. But what about the Halacha of Yadayim Shenogo B'Tumah? So that we don't have chayra in the Furusha Gemara that tells us when did that happen. So I told you before, Tosus in Sachin, in the Sodi there in the first parak, takes for granted that was also Yudches Davar. Daf Yutes, Tosus and Daf Yutes, Demaskos She'ein. Lashon HaTosus, Mistama, Kishegazmu, Astam Yadayim, Sheyushnios, Gazmu Kimokin, Mistama, Al Yadayim, Hanogos, Berishon, Sheyushnios. So according to Tosus in Sachin Yutes, even though we didn't see this in the Gemara, okay, it's important to frame everything. The Gemara is discussing in Yudches Davar, the Mishnah Zavim, Stam Yadayim, Apostle Truman. For the Rambam, Yadayim Askanim is saying is Shema Nagu B'tumah. And what about Nagu B'tumah? That they become ashamed. But where do you know that? Tosa says, Bovayom. However, the Pashtus and many other Makoris is not that way. We'll see at time now, maybe tomorrow in the beginning, the Rambam is Mashmadat. The way you can take a look yourself in the Rambam that I gave you here to look at. The Rambam is Chor Mashma, that it preceded Yudches Davar. Of course, you have to deal with the question of the Gzera. But the Tosis Yontif and Yadayim and Karagimel and the Mishnah Achrona, if you look here, even Mishnah Achrona, Mistam is in Zavim. I have it here probably on the page. Mishnah Achrona on Mishnah Zavim. If you take a look here, I think it should be here. Yadayim. No, let's see. Is it here? Yeah, take a look. Take a look on the page here, the second page in your sheet. Yadayim, Hanustam Yadayim. Take a look. Hanustam Yadayim, the pirush of the Mishnah Achrona on the Mishnah in Zavim. Hein miyudchas davar, right? Avo Yadayim shenagu vaday ba'ochin temeinu kai gavna. Yadayim that nagu vaday ba'ochin temeinu lab miyudchas davar hu elo gzera kadmonis. Gzera kadmonis. It was an ancient gzera. U biyudchas davar gazu bestam yadayim. Shayadayim askani is saying. So he takes for granted Tos Yontif also, and Yadayim brings, and Pashmosa, the Rambam is also that way, that the Gzeira of Yudches Davar was Stam Yadayim, and Yadayim Shenagu Ba'ochen Rishon, that was before that. Tosus himself says differently. A kopon, I think we have a, it's a good point to stop because there's a lot of information to sort out. We still have to focus on the Tahara, the Yadayim, that we for tomorrow. Netila, the Makoris for Netila, Yadayim, Tvilas Yadayim, for Truma, obviously, for Kodesh, and then of course, we'll see the Sugin Chulin carrying it over to Chulin. In other words, there's a halacha of Netilas Yadayim before you eat bread. Now notice, it's just something to think about for tomorrow. When it comes to the realm of Truma, it's not about eating Truma. What is it about? You have to be concerned even before you do what to Truma, if Netilas Yadayim. Because we're talking about the Tahara of the Din of Stam Yadayim. So why do you have to be careful? Even if you're only going to touch Truma, right? To touch Truma, you can't be Metamei Truma. Mishneres, you can't be Metamei Truma unless you're Metayer, the Yadayim. So that's clearly not just about Achila, it's about Negiah. What do we know in terms of Chulin? Halacha is, Netilas Yadayim is when you're going to eat bread. Something else. Bread. What about Peros? So it comes to Truma, Dug into Yishmi Yitzhar, maybe the Ram holds even other pairs, Midaraisa. So then, whatever it is that's Truma, whether it be past, whether it be anything, there's Alacham Tilas Yadayim for Truma because of the potential being Mitame, the Truma. Yadayim is postal Truma. And yet we carry it over to Chulin, and it was a Takan Tilas Yadayim, which is what? Specifically for bread. So that would be the Hemshech for tomorrow, before we even begin the first Mishnah, which is more the process of the Tahara, just to get a frame of reference. First of all, you know, we know today, just to chaz it quickly, we have the notion of Stam Yadayim, we have the notion of Yadayim Shenagu B'Rishon, we have different machlokes, what it means, Yadayim Askanio saying, and we have the question of the timing of the Gzeira of Stam Yadayim Shenagu. We have Shlomo HaMelech for Kodesh, that's the Gemara, and Mr. Shem, but tomorrow we'll put together in terms of the Tahara process, starting with Kodesh and Truma, and then going over to Chulin, and you have the Mamakomoth sheets as well if you want to begin to look ahead. Okay, good. Have a good day. Okay. Unfamiliar territory, I think.